Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of May. It is Tuesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the crime capital of the world. In fact, this city has been infested with quite a few criminals over the last several days. As you probably know, a gang of traitors who call themselves the members of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee have infested Washington, D.C. They've been crawling all over Capitol Hill, crawling all over the city, poisoning public discourse in the conduct of their drive to fully capture control of the United States government and to suppress any dissent therein against the power of Israel and its lobby in America. You will pardon me tonight here, ladies and gentlemen. My voice is a little raw. This is allergy season here in Washington, D.C., and it's been pretty rough on allergy sufferers, of which I unfortunately must include myself. But needless to say, I am here with you on this Tuesday night. It is live, and there are a number of things to discuss, and ultimately, I expect we will get around to the phones. Well, one item that I'd like to bring up, and I think I may have talked about it on the show before, but over the weekend, I happened to write a letter to a friend of mine who's in the financial industry. He's apparently making quite a bit of money handling other people's money. And, you know, he's a smart guy. He's a very smart guy, and he comes from a family that is wise to the intrigues of our friends in the Jewish lobby and in the international movement to advance the Jewish agenda for a new world order. They themselves call it the Jewish utopia. But in any case, so he's relatively familiar with it, and of course, being an old friend of mine, he's heard me talk about it quite a bit. But at the same time, you know, he's very much part of the mainstream, and, you know, being in the financial industry, you know, he has to keep his mouth shut and his ears open and has to be very careful about expressing political opinions. But as I say, that all that having been said, I'll tell you a funny story before I get into the gist of the story I'm about to tell. This friend of mine told me many, many years ago, and I won't name the city that he's working out of, but it's a very large city where there's an awful lot of money. One of his clients came into his office many years ago, and he said that the client started talking about the kind of things that he'd always heard me talking about. And this client was a very successful guy. But the client had never really expressed any political opinions about anything. And the client said to him very matter-of-factly, he said, you know, you probably wonder where I get some of this information that I'm telling you about. My friend just nodded his head. He said, well, I've heard some of these things before. And my friend's client said to him, well, if you want to know where I get this information, you need to check out a newspaper in Washington, D.C. called The Spotlight. Well, my friend, of course, began smiling from ear to ear, and he then had the great pleasure of telling him that he knew no less than, or maybe I should say no more than, yours truly. Well, in any case, that having been said, I've laid the groundwork here. My client, or my friend, is a pretty savvy guy. He's been in the financial industry for years, but I just happened to have occasion to write him a letter over the weekend to fill him in on something that is of consequence to the financial industry here in the United States and around the world, and especially to those people who have some idea about trying to hide their assets from the IRS in foreign banks. And if you are one of those people out there, I think you need to listen very carefully about what I'm going to discuss. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to our first break. We have a full lineup of callers, and I will try to get around to you in a few minutes here. Stay tuned.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, playing your financial guru for a few minutes here. Wish I could be a financial guru. Well, in any event, folks, I may have mentioned this in passing, but the more I think about it again, I think it needs to be emphasized. And I was saying that I just wrote a letter to a friend of mine who's a, not the big shot lawyer, but we'll call him the big shot financier. And I said to him in the letter, I said, you know, if you've never thought about this, think about it carefully. And number two, I said, ask around with some of your friends in the industry and see if I'm not on the mark on this, because I believe I absolutely am. The other day, folks, the Washington Post had an editorial entitled Swiss Banks, Time to End the Tax Haven Business. Well, it goes on to say that they're now trying to crack down on Americans hiding their assets in Swiss banks and in other so-called, quote-unquote, offshore tax havens. And the fact is, over the past 25, 30, 40 years, there have been a lot of American patriots and others who have a reason, for whatever reason, to try to avoid taxes or evade taxes, whatever you want to call it, who have been putting their money in Swiss banks and other tax havens. Well, there has been a lot of activity within the U.S. government and internationally to try to bring these tax havens into line, and even the famed Swiss banks are now under fire. Folks, I think it all comes down to this. What this amounts to is a very carefully coordinated power grab by the state of Israel and its allies in American financial sectors here in the United States to grab effective, absolute stranglehold control over the parking of American money in quote-unquote offshore accounts. Here's why I say this, folks, because as you probably know, there are many Americans, Jewish people, who have U.S. Israeli dual citizenship. Now, a lot of you are out there saying, yes, Rahm Emanuel has U.S. dual Israeli citizenship, U.S. Israeli citizenship. My understanding is that at age 18, I think it was, he formally renounced any Israeli citizenship that he had through the venue of his father having been an Israeli citizen. That, of course, does not negate the fact that Rahm Emanuel has great sympathies for that foreign country that so many Americans inexplicably love. But needless to say, there are indeed many American Jews who do have U.S. Israeli dual citizenship. And in fact, the way, as I understand it, the State of Israel is set up, they effectively consider all Jews on the face of the planet to be effectively citizens of Israel. So here's the situation, folks. What I think here is happening, and of course this is what I would call an informed opinion. What they are now setting stage for is for Israel to become the one and only genuine tax haven for Americans. But it'll be set up in such a way that American citizens who will be able to claim U.S.-Israeli dual citizenship or else just claim the right of return to Israel will be able to go to Israel and set up bank accounts or have bank accounts set up for them in Israel or in Israeli-controlled banks at any location around the world through the good offices of the Jewish power networks. And those people, their money will be fully protected because the State of Israel, as we know, has been very protective of Jewish people, for example, criminals from the United States who have chosen to try to flee to Israel to seek refuge there when they have, shall we say, bypassed the laws of the United States. So I think that's what's happening here, folks. If things go as they appear to be, famed Swiss bank secrecy will be no more. Likewise with other tax havens. And the only real existing tax haven will be one that only Jewish people can access, and that is the State of Israel. Now, if there's any financial gurus out there who can tell me where I'm wrong about that, or who can, in fact, maybe provide further details that are beyond my reach, I'd like to hear from you. Call here tonight, let the producer know you have some information on that, or perhaps maybe call tomorrow night or one other night this week. But I think that's what's really going on here, folks. It's never going to be presented that way in the American media. They're not going to say, oh, isn't it quaint that Jews can have special privileges vis-a-vis banking offshore, but everybody else cannot. I mean, Jews living in Israel who haven't been in the United States in years can vote in U.S. elections because of dual citizenship. That's a fact. They were talking about it during the last election and election before that, how they were trying to register Jews. There are even Jews living in Israel who haven't been in the United States who are still getting all sorts of U.S. benefits. I mean, Jews living in Israel. So it goes on and on, folks. Well, as I mentioned, AIPAC is meeting or has been meeting here in Washington. This may be their last day. I'm not quite sure what, but they quote a Gary Silo, S-I-L-O-W, a Philadelphia area lawyer and AIPAC member who's attending the convention. And these people are just, they think it's just really terrible that the United States ever dared bring indictments against Stephen Rosen and Keith Weissman, the AIPAC characters against whom the charges were recently dropped. And they quote Mr. Silo as saying, that he found this dual loyalty issue offensive. He says the fact that they came after AIPAC was what was really disturbing. Now, note that. He says the fact that they came after AIPAC was what was really disturbing, and that underscores the point that I have mentioned several times on this show, that despite the fact the charges were dropped, and those charges against AIPAC were only dropped because President George Bush's cousin, Judge Ellis, Federal Judge Ellis, basically dismantled the case on his own to the point that the FBI and even the Justice Department lawyers who were handling the case were quite frankly, just plain old pissed off. The FBI folks who investigated AIPAC, and remember, it was our FBI that investigated AIPAC, prodded on by some good lawyers in the Justice Department. Remember that, folks. There are some good people out there who are trying to bring these criminals, these traitors, these practitioners of espionage into line. They felt they had a case that they could take before a jury, but the lawyers were pretty much placed, the prosecutors were pretty much placed in a situation where they felt that it was not really worth pursuing the matter any further. So let's just say a prayer and thank God that there are good people in the government who have tried to go after these criminals. And unfortunately, these criminals are many. This character, Jane Harmon, you know, this woman, she gave a speech at AIPAC here the other day, and she just thinks it's really terrible. She said it was an abuse of government power that she got caught up in a wiretap. You know, the fact is, though, she's trying to shift the focus here, ladies and gentlemen. She's actually falling on the sword, in a sense, for her Israeli spy friend to whom she was talking. They weren't wiretapping Jane Harmon. They were wiretapping. Good folks in our national security establishment were wiretapping what has been described as a suspected Israeli agent. Well, if it was a suspected Israeli agent, ladies and gentlemen, it was an Israeli agent. And she was heard cutting this private deal, and now she's expressing outrage that, oh, my God, they're wiretapping members of Congress. In other words, she's saying that perhaps members of Congress are above it all. Yet this is the same broad, this same vile criminal millionaires who actually supported the Bush administration's efforts. And she's a Democrat, folks, supposed to be a liberal Democrat. She's one of the people who supported the Bush administration's efforts to expand its capacity to wiretap Americans who are suspected of being disloyal to the criminal agenda that was being carried out by the Bush administration. What hypocrisy. And you know, folks, let's face it. Now, this Jane Harmon just thinks these wiretaps are really terrible, but do you think Jane Harmon thinks it's really terrible that criminal outfits like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith have broken into people's homes, planted spies inside their organizations and in their businesses, wiretapped people, rifled through their garbage? No, Jane Harmon would say that was in defense of democracy, in defense of democratic and human rights, that groups like the Anti-Defamation League do that. Well, folks, no, it's not. It's all part and parcel of political power madness on the part of the likes of Jane Harmon and these traitors in whose company she moves with free abandon. Well, you know, I can go on about that. We all can. I'm just outlining the basic parameters there. But let me just say this much, ladies and gentlemen. Someday there is going to be a reckoning in this country. I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt that the people who constitute AIPAC and the American and the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and all these other power blocks that have done so much to wreck America and wreck our nation's image in the eyes of the world due to their incessant warmongering and high-level financial piracy. There's going to be a big reckoning in this country, ladies and gentlemen. There will be people strung up on lampposts. There will be war crimes trials. There will be, one way or another, a second American revolution in this country. And it's not going to be a revolution against the Teutonic German death cults or against Bohemian Grove. It's going to be against the very people that I've been talking about here, these traitors who are part of this effort to break up America, to loot its resources, and to merge this country along with the rest of the world into a global plantation in the hands of those who follow this bizarre and hateful series of works known as the Talmud. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit more, and then we will go to the phones.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver, heart. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington, which is the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. I hope you'll check out American Free Press, the website of American Free Press, on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. You know, back during the last presidential election, I upset a lot of people by saying nicey-nice about Barack Obama's good friend and philosophical mentor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. What amazed me was that there were so many people, so many white nationalists and white separatists during the election who vehemently attacked Reverend Wright, saying that he was a black separatist, when in fact I would think that that's ideally what white separatists would want. I would think that white separatists and black separatists would have a lot of common cause, so to speak. I mean, I know a lot of white separatists who want to see the United States break up. They don't want to see the United States remain as is. They want to see the United States break up and see a black United States and a brown United States and a white United States. And well, it's kind of interesting because we now find out the Homeland Security Department, we heard about their big brouhaha over their report about patriots and anti-abortion types and all sorts of folks who were considered potential terrorists and potential extremists. Well, apparently now Homeland Security had put together an extremism dictionary, and among the extremists they included were black separatists and black power advocates. Now, that's going to surprise a lot of people because they think they, you know, I guess they're under the impression that because Homeland Security is now under the domination of a black president. And, of course, I understand some of you out there don't consider Barack Obama black, but we're just using that terminology loosely here. But the fact is that the powers that be, the power elite, has for many, many years been very suspicious of black separatists, black nationalists, black power advocates. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith was so suspicious of people of color with perceived revolutionary opinions that they were even spying on Martin Luther King Jr. So I don't think that they aren't a little bit concerned about black separatists and black nationalists. I keep kicking myself. I got to have my old friend Dr. Robert Brock on the show, longtime black separatist. He spoke at the No More Wars for Israel conference that we had out in California a couple years ago. He and his good friend Sister Mickey. Got to get him on the show, folks, and let him fill you in on some things that you may have never heard about, at least certainly not from his particular perspective. Okay, well, we're going into a break here pretty soon, and before we do, I want to read you an email that I got, which is very, very interesting. excuse me, and then I have some comments on it. It's from one of our regular listeners, and his website is truthordenial.wordpress.com. He says, "Hi, Michael. I'm in complete agreement with you about all the propaganda surrounding Adolf Hitler." And he's referring to things that we hear from the likes, for example, of Jim Mars and a few other folks who I will not name. And he says, "And you've taught me that Adolf Hitler did a lot of good for the German people. In addition, when Carolyn Jaeger was on the show with you, she dispelled so many more Hitler myths. Thanks to both of you for that." He says, "I can't recall you ever bringing up any bad points about Adolf Hitler. Can you please address this on your show?" And then he goes on to say, "He did have a propaganda minister." Mark from Massachusetts says, "Realistic perspective, balance, if we can constantly show one side. Say good without showing any bad sides, it sometimes can appear as bias." Well, you know, folks, I guess I would have to say that, of course, there were bad points about Adolf Hitler. I mean, Adolf Hitler was a human being, contrary to some allegations I have heard otherwise. And he was, as a human being, subject to his own whims. He was a powerful dictator. He did many things to people that he shouldn't have done. That is what dictators do. That's something that all dictators have done, whether they've been dictators who didn't like Jews or dictators who were Jews or dictators who were controlled by Jews. I think the point I've been trying to drive home here is that there's so much misinformation about Adolf Hitler and about the events of World War II that it has confused even public discussion today to the point that we have so many patriots and others who have become so distracted by all of those legends about Adolf Hitler and about the circumstances of World War II, what led to it, what led to the outbreak of World War II, and then certainly about this issue of the Holocaust, that we can't seriously hope to discuss the realities of modern-day affairs if we... excuse me. We can't seriously hope to discuss the realities of modern-day affairs if we have a lack of serious knowledge about what happened in our past. And as long as we are caught up in this false theory that Adolf Hitler was part of the drive for a new world order, just as it is said that he wasn't even for real, that he was all a big show. Well, when we approach history from that perspective, folks, then we are approaching it from the wrong foundation. That's what I'm here to talk about, not whether Hitler was a good guy or a bad guy. One further point about Hitler and quote-unquote propaganda when we come back. Then we'll go to the phone. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I read this interesting email, interesting to me at any rate, from one of our listeners. And he pointed out, he said, you know, he's talking about maybe I should comment on some negative things about Adolf Hitler. And then he said, and after all, he did have a propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. Well, folks, you know, this again kind of illustrates my point that in retrospect, after we've had 50 or 60 years of constant, daily, nonstop bombardment from radio, television, newspapers, and magazines about Adolf Hitler, the term propaganda has almost become synonymous with Hitler, Nazi Germany, and the late Dr. Joseph Goebbels, who was indeed the propaganda minister in the Third Reich. Well, folks, I think you have to remember that the term propaganda really can best be defined as the term that one political faction uses to describe the political ideas and opinions of an opposing political faction. The term propaganda, as I understand it, and I read a rather interesting exposition on this some time ago, the term propaganda did not always have a negative connotation. It was simply, as I understand it, and somebody, if there's out there, somebody who can correct me if I'm wrong in this, but the term was generally just referred to as political material disseminated. Excuse me, political material disseminated by one political faction or another. So in the old days, it was expected that you were going to get propaganda from the Whigs or propaganda from the Tories or propaganda from the Democratic Republicans or from the Whigs or, you know, or the whatever political faction in whatever country. It wasn't until after the great propaganda machines of the Jewish-controlled mass media in the United States began churning out discussion of propaganda and referring to Hitler's propaganda and Dr. Goebbels' propaganda that the term propaganda took on such a sinister connotation. So the fact that Adolf Hitler had a propaganda minister and actually candidly and directly referred to that ministry as a ministry of propaganda is just simply a fact. It's not something, it's kind of like an open admission that this was the Department of the Third Reich that was responsible for propagating the opinions of the Hitler regime. So again, back after we've had 60 years of propaganda about Hitler's propaganda, no wonder we think of the term propaganda as being bad. But it's not really that bad of a term. Everybody propagates. Everybody who has an opinion and puts out information is a propagandist. I remember when I was in high school and I would write political commentaries, friends of mine would say, oh, that's Mike Piper's propaganda. Well, yes, in fact, it was Mike Piper's propaganda. At the time, I recall being upset by having the term propaganda applied to these little items that I had written. But in fact, yes, indeed, it was propaganda. Just like anything that comes out of the Bush administration was propaganda. Anything that comes out of the Obama administration is propaganda. Anything that comes out of the Republican National Committee to counter the Obama administration, it's plain old propaganda. All right, folks. Let's go to the callers. We have Lindsay in Georgia. Lindsay, how are you?
Mike?
Lindsay, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. It's a genuine pleasure to finally get to be able to speak with you. I'm a longtime listener, and I've just waited for the right time to call in and give you and your listeners some valuable information.
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, you're aware of the Cynthia McKinney interview by now.
Yes, and I've been desperately trying to tune it in, but I haven't been able to get it. Evidently, everybody's listening.
All right, well, may I have a few minutes to give the details to your listeners?
Please, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Number one, for everyone who wants to download it, it's on three major sites now. WhatReallyHappened.com has given it the prestigious top banner, Mike.
Okay.
It's on the permanent links at the top of WhatReallyHappened.com. You can download it there. It's under the title of Cynthia McKinney /APAC. Or you can go directly to the www.theinfounderground.com. Or you can also download it at Daryl's site at IamTheWitness.com, www.IamTheWitness.com.
Yeah, now, Lindsay, let me tell you something. Over the weekend, I tried both at Daryl's website at IamTheWitness.com and at, I think it's Augnir's site at, The Information Underground?
No, TheInfoUnderground.com.
Yeah, TheInfoUnderground.com, and I tried repeatedly on those sites to try to get it to play, and nothing would happen. Now, is that because so many people are listening or tuning it in?
Well, it's had over 60,000 downloads, or nearly 60,000 downloads in just 5 days. So what I'm thinking is, and again, I'd like to speak with you privately after your show. I'll give you my number to RBN, and you can call me back.
Give it to my producer. In fact, you know what? I think I have your number here. I can call you.
Okay,
go ahead, though, but keep talking about the interview.
All right. Well, all of that aside, this is really important for your listeners. Number one, when you do download it, everyone who's listening, when you do download it, this is the most powerful interview given by a former or current member of the United States House or Senate. She exposes, she gives names and exposes from the inside that 99% of our Congress, of our Senate and House is controlled by the Israeli lobby, that literal treason is being committed on a daily basis, and that the people have absolutely no say in the direction in which our government goes. She goes into full detail about how an ADL agent, who was actually not just an agent, but he was a bigwig for the ADL, had infiltrated her campaign and physically sabotaged her 2002 campaign. And she goes into so many details about 9/11, but mainly focuses on her 12 years, her six terms in Congress. There will be a part two hopefully within the next day or so, that'll go into much more detail, much more specifics than the first interview. The first interview was an hour and 15 minutes, so there was a lot of information covered. But one of the key points that was covered is that you've got blackmail. The way that the Goyim politicians are controlled is, if they're not Christian Zionists who are doing it on their own volition, i.e. through their loyalty of Israel, they're blackmailed by pedophilia, they're entrapped by their own perverse actions. They are given promises of power, more power than they already have, just like Jane Harman, who was being promised by an Israeli agent to have a higher position within Congress. Now, here's the point, that who controls our government? Who controls positions of power in Congress? Is it the heads of the committees? Or is it outside agents, literal traitors, who are in control of our nation? The Jane Harman thing, Mike, has exposed to the world, anyone who doesn't see it with their own eyes at this point, they literally are not wanting to see it. When you have an outside agent promising a member of Congress a position of power if she can play interference for an investigation, that right there, number one, is treason. Definition of treason.
Absolutely. Okay? They ought to hang Jane Harman.
Well, now, I'm not going to say all that. I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, I am.
Well, okay, you can do that. I mean, I'm not going to say all, they're going to say that on the air. But what my point is that Cynthia goes into full detail in this interview, Mike, about how the 99% of Congress, the House and Senate, are controlled by blackmail, money, promises of power, and outright treason. In other words, people like Jane Harman, the traitor, they are active agents working on behalf of Israel. Mike, there's no other word for it. These people are traitors. And for the first time I've ever heard, not just Cynthia, but any member of Congress has gone on the record and said it like it is. She also goes into 9/11. Now, you're aware of one incident where Porter Goss, who was head of the House Intelligence Committee, Senator Bob Graham, who was head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and John Kyle flew to Pakistan 3 weeks before 9/11 and met with Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad, who ordered the wire transfer by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed of $100,000. You are aware of this, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's the point. That the reason that this is so serious, and people, I'm not going to name names, but people, keep saying, well, Lindsay, why are you bringing up 9/11? We're past 9/11. The hell we are. When you have members of Congress and the Senate working in conjunction on behalf of trying to set up the Arab world to look like they were the ones who did this, hell no, I'm not going to get past 9/11, and nor would anyone else, because you have the members that the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees who met with the man who ordered the wire transfer, i.e. the money trail, to Mohammed Atta's bank account through KSM, through Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, using one of his aliases. Now, that shows that this is not an isolated incident where you've got people working against American interests, working against our country.
Hey, let me jump in here for a second, Lindsay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Point out something that's very, very important to note here. This guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's supposedly the quote-unquote mastermind of 9/11, even though, they have been very murky about his ethnic origins, it's generally asserted that he's either a Pakistani or an Arab. They've even said he was a Palestinian at one point. There are a lot of people who have thought for a long, long time that whatever his ethnic origins, he was very much an Israeli agent, just
That's
as was
point.
His nephew, Ramzi Youssef.
That's my point. You took the words right out of my mouth, Michael. The point is that they were trying to create a legend, okay? When they went to Pakistan 3 weeks before 9/11, a month and a half after the transfers took place, there were two transfers. They knew that that money would be traced back after the event. They knew that the money would be traced back to a known terrorist, and then in turn it would prove to anyone having any doubts that this was carried out by wily Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore giving the conclusion in the American people's psyche that all of the evil Arabs are the bad guys, and thusly allowing Israel to do whatever the hell they want to do. But they got caught, Mike. These traitors got caught. On the morning of 9/11, at 9 o'clock in the morning, as the planes were being hijacked, Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad, Porter Goss, Senator Graham, and Senator Kyle were having breakfast. They were having a breakfast meeting all together. I believe it was at the Watergate Hotel on the morning of 9/11.
They were in position for damage control.
Well, here's the point, that Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad, AHMAD, for those of you who doubt this, had only come to America two times in his whole life, Mike. And the second time that he had come to America was 6 days before 9/11. And he met with George Tenet. He met with John Edwards. He met with Joe Biden. And, of course, he met with almost all the members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. But the point is that they never expected to get caught, Mike. They never expected that there would be good agents, not traitors, within the FBI and CIA who would trace back the money and implicate Lieutenant General Ahmad, who, by the way, he's not in Gitmo. Guess where he is? He's living a lavish lifestyle in Pakistan, working for an agricultural company, helping run it. So instead of him being sent to Gitmo, this man he was fired or ordered to resign by General Musharraf 2 weeks after it came out that he was implicated in this whole Israeli CIA operation. But nothing further happened to him. Now, here's another key point about how our government's been infiltrated completely, thoroughly. Guess who the heads are? Guess who the two men were who decided what information would be sent to the controlled 9/11 commission? Take a wild guess, Mike.
Tell me.
Well, the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, who just so happened to be meeting with the man who ordered the wire transfers, the Mohammed Atta. And guess what? And then here it gets even better. Here's the punchline, Mike. Guess what? One huge major piece of information was withheld from the 9/11 Commission's final report. Take a wild guess. I'll throw a softball at you.
You tell me.
All right. The money transfers. How are the whole money trail? The one thing that they had intended to be used as the final nail in the coffin backfired on them because there are people within our government who are not traitors, who traced back the money and implicated these two men along with Lieutenant General Ahmad in treason.
Well, Porter Goss has been running around for a long, long time. There are a few people who think he may have been involved in the Kennedy assassination, so wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Well, no, Mike, here's the most incredible part. I personally sent this information to every senator and every member of the House of Representatives before he was confirmed as head of the CIA. I personally did this. I faxed it to all 535 members of Congress. Personally, after it had come out on globalresearch.ca, by the way, they were the ones, and I'll give them full credit, they were the ones who had broken the story, broken the whole chain of events. So globalresearch.ca, for those of you who want to check it out, I personally sent this information to every single member of the House and Senate, Mike, and yet, before his confirmation, while the hearings were taking place of his directorship of the CIA, and there you go. I mean, you become speechless. You reach a point where there's literally nothing else that you can say.
Well, the facts are right there. That's the problem. The facts are right there, and I can imagine that none of those members of Congress, if they did bother to acknowledge your communication, I doubt that many of them said, "Oh, we'll bring this up with Mr. Goss."
Actually, let me tell you what happened. I made several calls personally, and the Porter Goss's personal assistant confirmed it. And this is what set me going, digging deeper and deeper and deeper.
Lindsay, we're going to the break. Hang on here, if you would, please.
Okay.
All right, folks. Very interesting call from Lindsay from Georgia here. You can check out Cynthia McKinney's interview for yourself. He's given you the contact information, so please do it. Hang on there, Lindsay. We'll join you when we come back from the break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour here. We had quite a few callers online, but I wanted to let Lindsay talk because what he's told us here is very, very important. Incidentally, Lindsay, you're still there, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, listen, I just happened to think I misspoke earlier. I'm expecting a very important call in the next few minutes, but I have your number. I will call you tomorrow afternoon. And
well, actually,
I will, if I don't get you the first time, I'll try later. But anyway,
okay.
What I want you to do is just wrap up the hour here with us, because what you brought to us is very, very important.
Well, I just wanted to say that I personally called, I believe it was five or seven members of the House and Senate. And God, it's been, my God, Mike, it's been probably 4 years now since I've done all this. But Porter Goss's personal assistant was the person with whom I spoke to confirm that this was in fact true, that he was in fact meeting with Lieutenant General Ahmad. And she got extremely flippant and saying, exactly, and saying, yeah, it's true. What are you going to do about it? That was basically the whole tone of the conversation. And I told her, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to make sure that everybody I possibly can speak to about this will know about this. And I've never stopped making sure that the truth about Israeli infiltration within our government has been known. So thank you, if you're listening. And I forget her name. I think it was Brenda or Barbara. Thank you, Barbara or Brenda, Porter Goss's personal assistant, for giving me the passion to never stop fighting Israeli Zionist treason within our government. I genuinely appreciate you for being so snarky.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? That's an interesting response. That's pretty. I think it's pretty obvious that she's basically saying, "Look, you're just one American citizen,
exactly.
And here Porter Goss is a member of Congress who's going to be CIA director."
And that's exactly the whole tone of that conversation 4 years ago. But I want to shift gears because that was only touched upon towards the end for just a few minutes, but. More issues that were brought up were the Patriot Act, that there was absolutely no discussion about the Patriot Act, but also they were given talking points on the day of 9/11, Mike, that all the members of the House and Senate were given by the executive branch to the talking points saying that we were attacked because the terrorists hate us for our freedom. Number one, how in the hell did they know who did it on the first day of the attack? Number one, I mean, this is not funny. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know that we only have a few minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and give the information one more time. By the way, you might want to interview the host of Agnir, who conducted the interview, because he can – oh man, he can go into so much more detail than I could about the
good idea.
Issue. But anyway, once again, I'll give the way that people can get the interview, and also everyone listening to the sound of my voice, do not stop giving this to every person you can. Give a copy to all of your senators, your representatives. That's what I've been doing. I've been making sure that these people that their noses are being rubbed in it. That people are becoming so aware now that the fear of speaking out against Israel's crimes and treason there is not that fear, Mike, that there used to be.
No, I think more and more people are fed up with it and they want to speak out.
Okay,
so
it can be found.
Go ahead, give that information.
I am www.iamthewitness.com, www.whatreallyhappened.com, up on the top, towards the top, and at theinfounderground.com. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Mike.
Lindsay, thanks a lot. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Check that information out. It's right there in front of you, right from former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. I've always said we should have more people like her in Congress. Unfortunately, we don't. Well, apologies to the other callers we couldn't bring up here, but I'm sure they learned a lot tonight, as I did, and I hope you did too, hearing Lindsay discuss this very important interview with Ms. McKinney. All right, folks, thanks a lot for tuning in. We will see you here.